I start with Canada first, and the answer is loud, of course. We are keen and shall, by statute, coordinate and work with anybody that produces knowledge, even with the enemies of the OPCW. Vero? No. Seriously, we are in close cooperation with everybody, including treaties and work with, to share knowledge, experiences, and any knowledge belongs to everybody else and can be used in different forms and shape. So thank you for reminding us, it's very important. And last but not least, I don't believe that your program in educating diplomats in science is needed in this room, because the Ukrainian question is extremely well-crafted, and it doesn't apply to polio only, I fear. It applies to any program of mosquito modification or changing of the food or having long-term effects. The word complexity and interconnection is growing more than the computational capacity of computer, which is already staggering. The smallpox eradication was done by kicking door, taking children and vaccinating, whether they like it or not. I am not sure that if you all go home and see vaccinations, everybody is keen and willing to take it. There is a free opinion making in the world with challenge, and it's not that easy anymore taking this is the solution, the medical solution, and ensuring that the coverage is what is expected. So it's a continuous struggle to try to foresee and minimize all of the effects of any intervention vis-a-vis the evolution of the substrate, the people, the world, which is evolving at a complexity and in a way that we not always comprehend. And this struggle is not just of WHO, but to any of those people and agencies outside that try to make intervention for the benefit of mankind. Thank you.